Governor Mark Gordon has stated he wants Wyoming to be a leader in fighting against invasive species. The city of Sheridan is taking that seriously by ridding the community of a troublesome tree. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler has more.
Some parks around Sheridan may look a little bare this spring as the community tries to rid about 10 acres of Russian olive trees. The tree was heavily planted in the early 20th century as a windbreak and because it could easily survive in Wyoming's climate. The Russian olive is a big tree with silvery white leaves that don't fall off in the winter. In the spring and summer, the trees have yellow or white flowers and bright red berries. Often, they're found near bodies of water like rivers or ponds. Sheridan City arborist Clark Van Hoosier says the problem is that it's crowding out native species.
It's able to spread through a lot of seeds. It's able to spread through its root systems. So usually if you have one Russian olive, you're going to have a group of Russian olives. What we're finding is they're getting thick enough to where they're outcrowding our native species.
Communities in the state declared war on the Russian olive tree in 2007 when it was classified as a noxious weed, meaning it can't be sold as nursery stock. By law, each county has to come up with a control plan. The Sheridan Community Land Trust received a Natural Resources Trust Fund grant to work on the project. Land Trust Executive Director Brad Bauer is excited to get the project off the ground.
This project in particular with the city of Sheridan is really exciting because we are working with a certified arborist who knows way more about trees and tree management than I would ever be able to put into my head.
Arborist Van Hoosier and the Land Trust have created a plan to remove and maintain the trees.
Our process basically is just, you know, hand felling the trees with chainsaws and dragging them out by ourselves a lot of the times. We've also got a bobcat here to drag some of the bigger pieces. And then we've rented a chipper to put all the material through because it makes it a lot easier for us to haul it all out, and we get nice wood chips we could take up and reuse in the future.
Rather than just dumping the Russian olive trees, they are trying to take a more useful approach. Chris Verba with the Sheridan Community Land Trust says when they plant the native trees, the Russian olive will be a part of that process.
Those saplings, which will be planted, will actually be jump-started with the mulch from the Russian olive. So the invasive plant that was in there displacing these native species is actually going to be used to get it a jump-start in the future, which is kind of like the circle of life, right?
The new trees will be species such as cottonwoods, chokecherries, hawthorns, and ponderosa pines. Arborist Van Hoosier says in all, 7 native species will be planted in place of the Russian olive.
So what we'd like to see is rather than an acre of one species of Russian olive, we'd rather have an acre of, you know, 4 or 5 different species that have different benefits for different things in our parks.
Van Hoosier notes not all of the Russian olives will be gone from town.
Some people got the idea that we're going to come through and clear cut in our parks, and that's not what we're doing. We're managing, you know, we're leaving some on the landscape. We're trying to take a lot of them off because there is a lot, but we're also leaving some too because it is hard to grow trees in Wyoming. So, you know, we want to keep some of the ones that we have around.
Van Hoosier's hope for the project is that when they are done, Sheridan Parks can become an example for thriving native species.
For that reason, we want it to look the best it can. And we think by taking out these Russian olives and replacing it and increasing our species diversity that, you know, can be an example of what Sheridan and the area can provide as far as growing our community forests and tree species.
For now, the saplings will symbolize the growth to come. Officials say they hope to expand the project beyond Sheridan's borders. Bauer with the Land Trust says this particular project includes partial funding for landowners in and around Sheridan who want to remove Russian olives from their property.
We developed this project out of an interest to not only help remove this invasive species where we can, but also to develop and explore relationships with new partners, not only the city of Sheridan, but also private landowners.
Bauer's hoping this project will allow for more collaborative projects with landowners on other serious issues. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Sheridan.